We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
Yes. Every time somebody is discharged from Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, they play this song, The Great U2, Beautiful Day. And it's going to be a beautiful day for the next like 4 or 5 days. It's always a beautiful day when my friend and Bernie's friend and New York's friend and America's friend, the great oncologist Dr. Patrick Borgen, stops by the Bernie and Sid in the morning show from Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, New York. Our dear friend, the great oncologist, Patty Borgs.
Good morning, Sid. Good morning.
What's up, Doc?
How are you? So listen.
First of all, I heard that you guys accused me of playing golf last Friday, and even worse, you said I was playing golf in galoshes.
Now, that's true.
What are galoshes? what the hell are galoshes?
I don't know.
It's something you eat in Hungary.
There you go. I think Bill Evans used to talk about those all the time. So listen, you gotta stop the argument right now, Pat. I don't want any wishy-washy answers. I want a yes or a no, okay? I'm under the impression when I take a walk tomorrow on the beach or in Central Park, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not doing it. I'm under the impression the sunlight is going to be 70 degrees. I'm outside. I don't want to hear if somebody farts across the street, if somebody sneezes and they're 3 blocks away. I don't want to hear it. Tell me right now, am I really at risk and, more importantly, risking somebody else by not wearing a mask on a 75-degree sunny day in New York City? Yes or no?
Well, no. I'm going to go on record. I think that I think that we are seeing what you've been clamoring for on the radio and
thank
on
you.
Social media.
Come on,
I think let me tell you this: it's what hospitals are doing. So we are beginning to look at what normal life is going to be. We are closing down ICUs. Thank God we've gotten clearance on April 29th from the state to begin to look at return to surgery, even a plan to return to elective surgery. So hospitals, partly because they have to, but they're doing what you're talking about, which is we've got to get back to the care of patients without COVID, and we're working very hard on that. But so I think it parallels exactly what you're talking about.
So you've been hearing a lot of that music from Bono and you too lately. You just mentioned closing the ICU beds and fewer COVID patients. That's great news. That's great to hear.
It is great. And that song, I tell you, it still makes me emotional. In fact, if you want to just play that for 10 minutes, I'm fine. But we've discharged 800 patients successfully at Maimonides. It's an incredible number. We see fewer COVID patients coming in through the emergency room. That's incredibly good news. And so it really is time to start thinking about, in a responsible way, what life post-COVID looks like. We're all nervous about Singapore and places where there was a second wave. Singapore is back up to 1,000 cases a day. But New Yorkers are smart, and if we do the return in a responsible way, which I believe New Yorkers absolutely will do, then I think that's your goal.
No, listen, absolutely right.
Yeah, jump in, Bernie. I'm sorry.
No. It's you're right about that. And people are intelligent. They are responsible. It is America. Let Americans make these decisions, businesses, everybody else. They can and will do it. And if people don't want to patronize these businesses, they won't if they see that they're not acting responsibly. Let the people decide. Let the people take over. At this point, I think we will be responsible. Now, there is one downside from this disease, and that is this blood clotting that apparently is a side effect that nobody has talked about much in the past.
Yeah, that's an incredibly important point because, remember, we're learning on the fly with this virus. Even though it's the seventh coronavirus that has circled the globe, it's different than all of the others. And what we've learned over the last month is that one of the most dangerous things about this virus is that it makes blood sticky. So clots form much more easily in patients who have a COVID infection. What that means is higher chance of stroke, higher chance of heart attack, pulmonary embolism. So what the message to your audience is, if you're home and you have a fever, but you have any tightness in your chest or shortness of breath, you really want to go to the hospital and get checked out, because attacking the blood clotting issue early is life-saving.
Right. Here's the second thing I want to talk to you about. You cleared up the mask thing and going outside, and you're on our side, which is good. And again, you're a brilliant doctor. I'm just a dopey radio host. What do I know? But it seems to me that locking people up in their homes for months and months is exactly what we should not do. You know, we don't have a vaccine, okay? So not, and that may be 6 months away, a year away, maybe never. So, I don't know, herd immunity, let people, young people, healthy people like me get it. I think I got it already anyway, so that we can't get it again. Keep the vulnerable and the sick and the old inside and let everybody else go outside and get it, because the only way to get past this thing is herd immunity, not locking people up, because eventually when they go outside, here comes the inevitable.
Right. No. So 2 points about that, because first of all, there have been two small studies looking at how many New Yorkers got affected, and it's about 25 to 30%, and the scientists say you need about 50 or 60% to achieve herd immunity. But we know how effective masks are in hospitals. We know that if the patient who has COVID, proven COVID, has a mask, and the person talking to them has a mask, the rate of transmission is less than 1 in 100. So if the new normal means that in certain areas of our life we wear masks, I think we would much rather do that and get back to a normal that included masks. Now, I think Bo Dietl should wear two. I just think that we should be double safe with Bo.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, Dr. Borgen, if we do prevent transmissions among the healthy, among the young and healthy who will recover from the virus, no problem. Some of them won't even experience symptoms. If we do prevent transmission by wearing masks, we will never reach the herd immunity that Sid was alluding to.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. But I think what you want to do is you want to achieve herd immunity over time. This is still an unpredictable virus where some patients get very ill. And so we now know that African-American patients, Hispanic patients, patients with hypertension, many of these patients actually have a really, really bad course of COVID. So I think the idea is to do what you're talking about, just not do it overnight.
Okay. Tell me about remdesivir. You know, we heard about hydroxychloroquine for so long, and I know there's about 60 different drugs they're looking at, but this one is one I even talked about with the head of the FDA, Dr. Stephen Hahn, 6 weeks ago. So this is not new, but it seems to be now the one that may be the most effective. Is that true?
Yes. You are 100% right. Remdesivir is an interesting drug because it's a Trojan horse. It gets into the virus, and it works its way into the genetic mechanism of the virus, and it destroys it. So the trial was unblinded a couple of days ago. It is the very first proven effective drug, as you said, against COVID. And now, it was a small study. It was stopped early. But here's what we learned. Patients who took remdesivir got better quicker. They had a shorter course of disease. And boy, that's really, for those of us on the front line, that's incredibly good news.
Finally, Dr. Borgen, from Maimonides Hospital, out in the front lines fighting this coronavirus pandemic, the vaccine, Pfizer announced that they may have a vaccine in 6 months. Now, they didn't come up with a vaccine for SARS. They never came up with a vaccine for HIV. What do you think the odds are, the chances are, that in 6 months Pfizer will actually come up with a vaccine?
Yeah, you really did your homework, because you're 100% right. We have not had 100% success with coronavirus family members. And so the experts that I've been talking to are optimistic, and it's probably 70%, 80%. We all wish it was 100%, but there is a new massive national effort looking at vaccines. And so not 100%. But we're very, very optimistic.
Not only are you the best oncologist in the country and a sweetheart, you're a very handsome man. Very handsome.
Thank you, both of you.
We love you, Pat.
I love both of you. Thank you so much.